New product time. Very excited. Dr. Brad is in the house. We're going to talk about Calm Stress Support, a new product we're bringing out. You're the expert, mate. You're here to fill us in on why we need it?
Definitely. I'm very excited to be here today. Very exciting product. It's going to be helping a lot of people.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. This podcast is brought to you by Calm Stress Support. Calm Stress Support is a product on a mission to help you find your calm and live life better. Six powerful herbs combine in effective, therapeutic dosages designed to reduce the symptoms of stress and mild anxiety, soothe the nerves, calm the mind, and support general mental well-being. This revolutionary formula is all about assisting you in finding balance again. Calm Stress Support is the new lifestyle supplement by Body Science, formulated to be the new daily staple in your health and wellness routine that you just can't go without.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the land of fit, happy, and healthy. With me today, Dr. Brad is back in the house. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Loving life, actually.
Excellent.
We're going to talk about Calm Stress Support. This is a podcast. It's designed to tell people how a product works, what's in it, why we did what we're doing. We get a lot of people ring customer service and ask us about why should I take this? How should I take this? Do I need to take this? That's probably a big thing too. So, mate, if we're in any position at all, if you could start to answer some of those questions, that'd be fantastic.
Very happy to do so.
Perfect. So let's start with Calm Stress Support is designed to reduce the symptoms of stress and mild anxiety, calm the mind, support general mental well-being, and soothe and calm the nerves. Like, where are they? I want to take one right now.
They're right in front of us. our listeners can't see, but they're right in front of us. Now, one of the things about stress is it affects everyone. And it's mental, physical, emotional stress, financial stress, as we were talking about earlier, friend stress, worrying about different things, paying bills, worrying about family, worrying about all the fires and all these different things. And stress affects everyone differently. So if we can put something together that works by reducing stress on all angles, not just the physical stress, like a pre-workout kind of thing, but also the mental, physical, emotional, the whole combination, and using the word balance, balancing it all out, that's when you'll find that a person's life and quality of life will be much greater improved.
Yeah. And we'll touch on that in a second because you brought a good point up then. This product, although front of label is calling out, you know, soothe and calm the nerves, it's actually got a really good ingredient there for muscle stress as well.
It does. And we'll go through a lot of the ingredients in a moment as a total, but that's one of the things we think about is we need to sort of nourish and soothe and heal. And having something that regulates the neurotransmitters, such as B6, et cetera, is very useful. But if we have herbal medicines that can be used to calm and soothe the nerves, reduce that hyperreactivity. So it's not overactivity, it's hyperreactivity. So think of the fight or flight response we talked about in the previous podcast, where our bodies are overstressed. It's over responding to things. So if we can step back that little bit and think of it as soothing the body, nourishing it, and repairing it, that's when we'll get more done during the day. We won't be as stressed. We won't be as worried because we're actually sort of finding a way to balance it all out and effectively say, okay, I have more mental clarity now. I can focus a lot better. And then by doing so, my stress levels have reduced.
Mate, I've been trying this product for quite a while. I've been taking it in the morning as soon as I get up because I've got this theory in life that I get up, I'm thankful. I do my little things that I do every morning, but then I don't want all the unthankful things coming in sideways and hitting me on the way through. And I just find this product gives me that ability to focus on what I want to focus on. So therefore, I'm not stressed. I'm in control.
So starting the day in a great way.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Any problem with taking something like this first thing in the morning?
I believe if you take two first thing in the morning, that's very good. You can have it with breakfast or some people even split the dose between like one breakfast, one lunch, for example. But taking first thing in the morning sets you up for the day. It gets you able to sort of focus as well as sort of have that calmness to it. So you can make those right decisions and not be stressed afterwards.
Yeah. I've been taking it as soon as I get up and then I'll go downstairs. I'll do two things. I'll either have a coffee or I'll have a shred, depending if I'm going to go and train straight away, if I'm having a morning train or I'm just having one of those mornings where I want to spend some time with myself. And I just find I just get such a better, not caffeine hit, I just feel really good when I've been taking these two tablets with my pre in the morning or my shred, my coffee or whatever it is I'm doing. I just don't get that edginess in the day to like, shit, I've got to get to work or nearly 8:30 or it's that, oh my God, the traffic's going to be bad. And you know what the crap that people get in their head when they let that stuff in their head? I just find by being preemptive and not waiting until I'm stressed, I don't get that. And I'm even the people at staff here in the body science office, we talk about all the time about being the better version of yourself.
Yes.
And a lot of them have come up to me recently and said, you know what, Greg, you're actually a better version of yourself at the moment because you're not. And we start doing all that profiling, you know, I'm a driver, coach, so I'm a go, go, go type person. Mm. And I obviously, that can have collateral damage if it's not managed well from an emotional intelligence point of view. So for me personally, I'm just talking about me personally, you can talk about the science and stuff in a second. I'm just finding that it makes me a better person. I have a better day. I'm not stressing about traffic. I'm not stressing about emails. I'm not stressing about the 14 things people want to ask me in the first 6 minutes when I land at my desk, you know. And for me, so that taking this morning concept for me has been really good, like almost revolutionary in my personal lives. All right, let's talk about everyone else because that's enough about me. Let's talk about how stress impacts sports performance and recovery.
And as we go into that, I want you to recollect on the words that you've just said. It's starting the day in a positive way.
Yeah.
And whether you're doing it, you know, office work, meditation, yoga, Pilates, any of those kind of things, you can do it before then. It will allow you that focus and calmness and the nourishment during that time.
And I love it, mate. I just love the feeling I get from these two tablets.
So talking about the impact of stress on sports performance, particularly recovery, one thing to remember about stress is everyone needs it. Stress is a natural process. And I want you to imagine out of 10, most people survive very well in a 5 to 6 out of 10. That gets us up out of bed. Like if you have a 1 out of 10 stress, you don't have the motivation. You actually lack drive. 10 out of 10 puts you into bed. 2 out of 10, you can't get out of bed.
Yep.
So it sort of works both ways. If you aim for that 5 to 6, you can then turn around and say sports performance or office performance, I've still got that 7, 8, or even 9 to go. If I've got a deadline that's happening right now, I need to get it done today. I'm being pushed for whatever reason.
Yep.
You've actually got that space to allow you to get into it.
Yeah.
And that's including sports performance. So one thing, whether you're an Olympic athlete, rugby league, AFL, all the different sports we've talked about in the past, each one of these people, they've got the physical performance that they have to do. But to actually get to that highest level, I would never get there myself, you know, because it's not my thing, but my performance is mental. But when you're an Olympic athlete or a high-level athlete, you need the mental side as well as the emotional and the physical side. It's actually a very high level of performance level. And it's not once. It's week after week for, you know, 26
game
weeks.
Game after game,
training after training. Because if you don't train well, you go, shit, that was bad training. And then it puts you down for the week. Then you perform worse, you know.
And, mate, for our elite athletes, you know, seeing their name in the paper in a negative way. And, you know, it is. Like the presser, they don't think about the impact they have on humans. And
no.
Most of these elite athletes are young men and young women. You know, like we seem to think that elite athletes are these guys. Gods, you know,
you put them on the pedestal.
Yeah, you know what? They're real people who are good at something.
That's it.
And
it's not overnight. It's taken them 10, 15 years sometimes. And think about the Olympics and other things. We're heading into 2020. That's coming around the corner very quickly, if not already here, if you know what I mean, the vibe of it. And we've got a lot of games next year, Olympic games, and a lot of things happening next year. And those athletes have been training for 4 years to make it into the squad or just miss out. Like that mental, emotional stress just do you in that won't make you want to quit. So if you can build up that resilience and get you to that point and get you through and then say, okay, I have to focus on the Olympics or 26 weeks or whatever sport. And you know, there's all different levels of sport and activity. It's building up the capacity, but also the recovery and keeping you there. And if you have that mental focus and your nervous system is not hyper reactive, but active, that's when you'll get the better responses because you can recover much faster. And by combining a group of nutrients and herbal medicines, etc., can definitely allow you to get to that point and keep doing it week after week, day after day. And some of these athletes have jobs as well.
Absolutely.
Because they're like, not fully funded or something.
Most young Olympians you talk to these days have got a job.
That's it.
You know, that's why the Olympics is so special, mate. Like
They're working so hard to get there. It's fantastic.
One of the things we're doing too, working for you guys too, is the Calm Stress Support is batch tested by HASTA. So every batch is tested before we release it for sale.
Perfect.
One of the things people don't know too is the two of the key ingredients being the Blueness and Recoverbin are actually tested overseas in Germany by NSF before they arrive here too. On Informed Sport do, I think. So we're talking lots of testing on this product, mate.
That's it. And a lot of the things to think about, you know, with some of these ingredients, particularly the Blueness and the Recoverbin, there are not many formulas with this combination. And it's not many that actually get the results that I've seen, whether in clinical practice or with athletes that I work with. As mentioned earlier, I'm a naturopath and nutritionist. I see a number of patients that use a lot of the body science and other products. And the results I get with their focus and drive and their performance, you know, and that's one of the areas that I do look at. It's not just the physical side. A lot of these herbs work with. So if you can find a way how it balances out the nervous system, gets the cortisol levels, which we've talked about in other podcasts, but allow your body to adapt and get that what we call adaptogenic effect of stress. And then thinking about, you know, reducing the overabundance of cortisol, working on the adrenaline, the noradrenaline, and the other hormones and neurochemicals, et cetera, in the body to allow the focus, the drive, the performance, and to sort of get you from A to B much more effectively, and then recover to keep doing it over and over again. Because like we're just saying, athletes are normal people that are very good at doing something. And if we can help their recovery and help their performance, they can keep performing up to our pedestal.
Yeah, exactly.
And where we keep putting them.
Aussies love their sport, don't they?
Oh, yes, very much so.
One of the things that Dr. Sibylla from Germany, when she came over and met with us, talk about a lot of these herbs and stuff, she mentioned that a lot of people in Europe are using the blueness for sport because they want that focus. So yes. They don't want, and I assume it's the hormones you're talking about that can, you know, a lot of players will have a chuck before they run on from nerves and all that type of thing. So she was talking about a lot of athletes on that part of the world are using like blueness before they play sport for that calming effect, not taking the anxiety out of their play or the structure out of their play, but taking the squirrels, is that a good word to use, that sit on your shoulder and talk to you?
The squirrels, the monkey mind.
Yeah, and you know, keeping that arm down a little bit in a tackle or getting that pass out, hitting a chest and, you know, that type of thing, like just getting better focus. And
that's it. And with a lot of team sports, there's a lot of focus on yourself, but also what your team is doing around you, whether you're the halfback or the chief game player, or you're also looking at the opposition and what they're going to do next. Being able to predict the play over and over again throughout the whole game is just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And if you do have the squirrels whispering in your ears and the monkey mind tearing all over the place, like a bit of a nutter kind of vibe of it, it doesn't allow us to focus effectively, and you miss that tackle, or you get injured over and over again, and your recovery is slower because you're stressing out, why'd this happen to me? Like all those negative thoughts come in. And starting off the day, like you said yourself, in a positive manner. And it's not a rose-colored glasses, positive, hey, the world's great kind of vibe. It's actually...
No, we're not sitting down doing yoga.
Yeah, it's my world. Yoga's fine, by the way.
I love yoga.
Yeah, it's more like my world is great.
Yeah.
Who you are and your world and what you do in your world, that's what makes the difference. And if we can look at the blueness and the recover bend and all these kind of ingredients as unique capacity, the way how they work with GABA amino and butyric acid and acetylcholine pathways, it allows the brain to actually slow down in that moment, think more effectively, take on board what you're thinking, but also the surroundings. So that way you can pass the ball, kick the ball.
And a word for that is focus.
Focus is a massive word for that. It's only a couple of letters, but it's actually a big word. And I want you to imagine you're a 1500 meter swimmer in the Olympics. You're solitary. Like there's, 10 lanes going.
There'd be a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot going on in your brain as you're swimming. And I used to do swimming when I was younger. I used to, you know, do backstroke and that, which is even worse because you'd be just looking up and just daydreaming.
Wish a bird to fly over.
Yeah, so that was me. I was actually pretty good at backstroke. Strokes. I think I was a bit of the dreamer. I used to love doing that. But that's the thing, you can actually lose focus in a solitary sport as well. So by utilizing a combination of different things, you can find that the focus is grander. And even talking away from sports, I see a lot of truck drivers, for example, think about the focus there.
Oh, absolutely. Focus. There's a lot at stake when driving a truck.
Perfect. Well, today when I was driving here, I saw this truck right in front of me swerve out of nowhere. I'm like, what the? It was a filing cabinet in the middle of the road.
Wow.
So if he wasn't focused and reactive, because it was very short notice, so it must have only just happened. And I had to react as well. And, you know, driving long distances, you lose focus. But this driver, all thumbs up, hope they are listening. They did an awesome job to actually get around it because it was like covering the whole lane. And, you know, these people drive a long time, and that can be put into sports as well.
So, mate, here's a really dumb question, but I'm going to throw it out there. Why is calming the mind seen as being part of mental well-being?
Because a lot of us, no matter what you do, whether you're office, business, entrepreneur, sports, etc., our mind has the capacity to chatter. It chatters amongst itself when you're trying to relax, when you're trying to do things, the monkey mind, all these different things happen. And sometimes these thoughts are very, very positive. Yes, I can do this. This is awesome. This is great for me. And there's other things saying, this, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm not worthy. What about this? What about that? So that happens with a lot of people, a lot more than we think. And I think if we have something that's allowing the mind to actually, again, not be so reactive to things, allow us to slow down, think in a more calmer fashion, we can actually make better decisions and not be so hard on ourselves.
Yeah, nice. And so just ticking boxes on what some of the claims that are going to be on this label as well. Another one on there is relieve the symptoms of mild anxiety.
Yes.
So how is anxiety differing from calming the mind? mind, you know, mental well-being.
Okay, so anxiety, it's very unique. It's the anticipation that something's going to go wrong or the excitement of it as well. And that's the thing about anxiety is you can have no anxiety for 30 years and all of a sudden something happens, bang, there it is, and it's there for the next 30.
No, thank you.
It's a tricky beast,
yep.
That one there. One of the things we have to do with anxiety is treat it with respect because a lot of people suffer from it. It's a bit silent. We don't always know. It could be your friend that doesn't want to go out on a Friday night and you think they're just being lazy or something. But in the end, it could be the anxiety of too many people, too many things happening. So they get stressed.
Yeah.
They get the anxiety. And it can be very hyper-reactive in some people. So if you're thinking about, you know, a person with anxiety and they're about to go onto the football field and they do have that chuck before going out. Yep. That's part of their ritual in a way. People go, oh, he always does that or she always does that. It's not that they want to. It's that that's the anxiety of going out there, having to win, having to perform, having to be on the pedestal, you know, the great Australian dream, go out there and do it. And all levels of people, it could be a 10-year-old, a 16-year-old or an 80-year-old. It affects everyone differently. And by putting together a combination of herbal medicines and nutrients, it sort of bring down that anxious state while not numbing you out at the same time. Allowing you to focus and actually get more out of it. We can be a 18-year-old, you know, studying for your final school exam. You can be a 26-year-old, you know, going for a job interview or a 60-year-old going for a job interview. It doesn't matter. But that anxiety creeps in very sneakily and then it can actually destroy some people.
That's an interesting comment you make on cognitive performance. So some of the research around blueness is pretty cool in that area. And it is in a younger population too, which is exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. And I very much love seeing research, particularly clinical trials on herbal medicines and nutrients.
Yeah.
One of the studies that you're thinking about is an Australian study.
Yeah, actually. It is.
And it was on 300 milligrams and 600 milligrams of Blueness. And it was on, I think, 25 people. And effectively what they found after taking it for up to 3 hours afterwards, it started really kicking in, doing well. And what effectively they did was they were able to perform better, you know, mathematic calculations, recall information, much more easier, certain recall tests they could do. And part of the, what they believe is what they call rosmarinic acid. And that's the one we talked about last time with a difficult word. And the way how that works is it stimulates certain receptors in the brain for it to become more active to perform mental tasks.
Yep.
So whether it's, you know, calculating sums and divisions and all those kind of things, but also recalling things, working with memory, concentration, and again, our focus, which is one of the topics of today that we're talking about. And thinking of that ingredient, rosmarinic acid, allows us to sort of think, well, this is a chemical that's naturally in that herb. But the way how it works in the body is it's a very good, you know, focus enhancer by opening up certain channels in the brain. That allows for, let's say, an influx of sodium, potassium, calcium, like the electrolytes into the cells, acetylcholine to work more effectively, thereby allowing the focus to be there. And it's like that heightened sense of clarity. And then you get given a task to do, you can do it more effectively. And the best thing is, reading the research papers, is it doesn't wear off straight away. So you don't get the high and the low, like an up or downer effect. You don't get that. So you get this, you do get a peak of where things do work at its best. And I'm looking forward to future research in this area because, you know, the age group is very good because a lot of people in that age group are looking at doing a lot of sports and physical activity, but also office work and new jobs that you and I haven't even thought about
yet.
They're on their way in the next
Some
5 years.
Smart kids coming through.
Very smart. And, and if this allows them to have something that I'm going to say stimulates them to be able to do better performance for themselves and achieve more and feel better about it, but also keeping them more calm and focused, I'm all for it.
And no caffeine mentioned there at all.
No caffeine as well,
which is really interesting. Yeah, that's crazy. Mate, one of the cool things that you talked about there, that lemon balm is exclusively from a little province in Germany. Like, you just can't get on the market and buy this. This is a company that owns it from farm to finished product.
Yes.
So that's an exciting thing. And that's, I think we're seeing a lot more of that in the industry now too, is, you know, you've seen it with food.
Yes.
You know, like paddock to plate concepts. Well, that's now coming through in nutraceuticals as well.
So we're seeing that with a lot of herbal medicines. So you can actually trace it.
Yep.
So products that are gone through a regulatory process, which we've talked about in the past, they have something called a flow chart. So that actually lets us know where it was grown, where it was picked, what processes did it go through to get to the supplement itself, the final product. And good quality products have that. You're able to actually follow the flow of the ingredient and see that it was, you know, born effectively in a field in Germany, for example, and grown organically and without whatever. And then it's in your final goods, in your finished good right in front of you. You know the quality is there.
And that's one of the cool things about the herb Blueness, which we love. Well, we've got in quite a few products of Body Science, is, you know, it's organic. It's got the organic certifications, which is, you know, fantastic.
That's it. And, you know, that's just another key point.
Exactly.
Another key point.
Yeah, I mean, because as you know, being someone who plays in the game, you can buy herbs from some people and you can buy herbs from other people.
That's That's it.
Two types of herbs available in the marketplace.
That's it. And I only want the good ones.
Exactly. So, Dr. Brad, one of the other really interesting things in this product, which is probably a little bit left field in a traditional calming product, is we've thought about mind and muscle.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, we've got mind covered. And we'll talk about some of the other ingredients in there for mind in a second. But the other big German ingredient here is the Recoverbin. And we're talking about stress support. And what I really liked about that ingredient, I'm a massive fan of antioxidants, so we'll go into what that is. But the concept for me around muscle recovery was huge.
Mm.
Now, most people we deal with are active, so it makes complete sense to not just be calming the brain.
That's correct. So we are a total being in the end. Talking about antioxidants, for example, one thing to remember, we need inflammation in the body.
Yep.
We need oxidative stress in the body because we need that for part of the recovery from injury, muscle building. If you don't have enough oxidative stress and inflammation, you don't build muscle.
Yep.
There's no reason for it.
Yep.
But what you'll find with some people, they actually end up having too much inflammation, too much oxidative stress. That leads to degenerative diseases, arthritis.
Geez, that went left quickly. Whoa,
yeah,
wow.
But let's just throw the balance out there. You can actually go to, you know, cardiovascular diseases.
Yeah, exactly.
And
nothing good about inflammation long term. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I could talk all day about that
topic. I bet you could.
One of my, well, no, I don't want to say favorite topics because it's a bit morbid. But anyway, if we look at nutrients and herbal medicines that actually work in a way that have an anti-inflammatory effect, have an antioxidant effect. And one of the fantastic, or many of the fantastic things about Recoverbin is its ability to actually increase the body's natural glutathione peroxidase, which is the body's natural antioxidant.
Yep.
Protects the body from stress. And it's also free radical scavenger, which means it allows the body to fight off those free radicals by coupling the spare electron that needs to take place. It's a bit of a biochemical thing for everyone to think about. But what I want you to imagine is there's 8 electrons around a full molecule. A free radical only has 7.
Okay.
So its job is to go around stealing one from someone else. That's the effect of a free radical.
Yep.
An antioxidant donates an electron to balance it out, bringing it back to 8. So therefore, the damage stops happening and the cell can actually recover and start rebuilding.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, it's an easy way to think about it.
Yeah.
And if you have herbs such as, you know, the Recoverbin, nutrients even such as zinc, magnesium, and B6, vitamin C, a lot of these work with the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory process. If you can bring down the fire within the cells and the muscle and the tissue, etc., to a more smoldering stage, so you've still got healing happening, you're going to have far better recovery. But also, you're not going to be aching straight away and saying, oh, I'm going to skip, you know, leg day tomorrow because my legs are still aching from yesterday kind of thing. So you can aim in that recovery a lot faster.
And that's good for someone who trains more than once or twice a week then.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
So some people train daily due to whatever reason
twice
they're doing.
Daily.
Twice daily. Mm. And other people might be more the weekend warrior type training. They get it all done in one day and just punish themselves and have to recover the next 6.
Yeah. So mate, people often talk about the ORAC value of something. Can you explain to us in simple terms what ORAC value means?
So it's pretty much an antioxidant capacity.
Yep.
So it's an overall capacity of how an antioxidant works. So there are some ingredients that have a very high level, and they're the traditional ones we've talked about in the past. And there's ones that are, have a higher capacity. And it's very hard to measure sometimes knowing, you know, what ingredient or ingredients provide that. So you can look at a whole ingredient, or you can break it down into its individual components and study it that way.
Okay. Because one of the things that Dr. Spiller was telling me when she was here in Australia and she did a bit of a few talks for us was that like a blueberry is often talked about when it comes to like ORAC value. And what she was telling me was looking at the scientific literature that it's very hard to say how much is in a blueberry because a good looking blueberry may have less than a not good looking blueberry. The size of a blueberry, it's very hard to determine what you're actually getting from food.
That's it. It's very difficult to determine based on what, you know, what you just said, the color, the shape,
visual,
the whole side, the whole visual component.
So what she did say to me was she went through the scientific literature and the Recoverbin in the Calm Stress Support is the equivalent to about 4.8 kilos of blueberries.
That's a lot of blueberries.
So you can eat your food, bring it on. But, or you can really do it other ways, can't you? And we're not here to say don't eat food, guys. All the haters, just bring it. But it's...
So why don't you have a good quality protein, particularly like a vegan style protein, throw some blueberries in it and have a stress support or calm stress support at the same time.
Have the tablets with it. Take that insurance policy.
That's it.
Yeah. So why is it so important for somebody to have such a high level of antioxidants in a calm stress support formula? Like, just summarize that for us really simply. I know we've talked about it a bit, but why?
So, and effectively, you know, a lot of nervous system was hyperreactive, as I was mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. By having ingredients that calm and soothe the nerves and reduce the fire, which is the inflammation in the oxidative stress. So we're looking at increasing the levels of anti-inflammatory and antioxidant nutrients and herbs. That allows the body to actually have less irritation. Like if, when you're irritable, you can't focus.
Yep.
If something's bothering you, you can't focus.
Yep.
And even worse, something's bothering you that you don't know what it is and you can't stop it. That's even more.
They're the worst ones.
That's even harder.
Absolutely.
So if your body now allows itself to control that inflammation,
yep,
and free radical damage or oxidative stress more effectively by providing itself with the nutrients and herbs that are needed, you can then focus on the things that you need to do,
yeah, nice,
like your daily tasks.
Mate, so just nailing down the last of these herbals that are in the product, and there are a couple of other things we'll talk about outside of that. We've got some kava in there.
Kava is a very exciting herb, particularly for mild anxiety and stress.
Yeah.
It allows you to sort of bring down that anxiety level without numbing you out.
Mm-hmm.
So with some herbs and medications, they can actually slow you down, but actually slow you down.
Yep.
The ability of kava, particularly in different combinations of the herbs and nutrients, allows you to sort of calm down, take off that edge, but still be able to do daily tasks.
Yeah, nice.
And that's what makes it a big difference.
And Ziziphus, have I pronounced that correctly?
Yes, you have. It's one of those tricky ones, all it the extra is. Zs and stuff.
I know. It's one of my favorite Zs.
That's it. Well, it's traditionally used in like herbal medicine wise for sleep,
yep,
and calming and sleep. But taken during the day, it's not going to put you to sleep. The ability of allowing you to calm down and slow down and sort of, again, put the brakes on the system a little bit, allows you to sort of say, okay, whatever that stress is bothering me, I can put that aside.
Yep.
Focus on the next thing. And then when you come back to it, it's not a such big deal anymore.
Yeah,
you're able to work with it in the background.
Now, mate, it's got vitamin B6 in as well. I know you're a massive fan of vitamin B6. Hit us up. Why are we taking it for stress support?
Vitamin B6 just does so many different things.
You love vitamin B6.
That's what's one of the best things about it. And combining it with other, you know, zinc and magnesium as well. It has a way of metabolizing your protein, so you get more out of the proteins that you're taking it with, but also allows you to stimulate and regulate the neurotransmitters more effectively, your adrenaline, noradrenaline, serotonin pathways, even GABA that I mentioned earlier. It allows you to metabolize those neurotransmitters more effectively, and therefore you can actually get more out of them.
Yeah, okay, nice. Perfect. Mate, the last ingredient in there, which is a little left field, is chromium. So
yes, some people have asked me, why chromium? Yeah, well, what do we need that for? And that's just a general question.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, think about what chromium does. It regulates blood glucose levels. It allows you to, you know, utilize more out of your bloodstream for nutrient uptake. It opens up the channels in the cells to allow more nutrient flow. So I see chromium as something that allows better blood supply and nutrient supply to the cells and tissue. That's the way I think about it. And if you have a better blood glucose level, you have more clarity. As soon as your blood glucose levels drop or go too high, you get all frazzled and you lose your focus, you drop things, knock things over. Like, it's your body's way to say, stop doing whatever you're doing or not doing. Chromium allows you to utilize glucose more effectively in your body.
I just find when I'm craving sugar, I'm an angry man.
You're hangry. So taking chromium will actually work with blood glucose balance. And yeah, I'm not going to say it's going to stop someone getting angry or whatever, but it's going to allow
chocolate.
Allows you to effectively, you know, metabolize, you know, brain glucose,
yep,
as well. So you get rid of those mental fogs that you can sometimes get from overworked and not being able to concentrate effectively.
Nice. So, mate, the big questions we get asked, can I take it 7 days a week?
The answer to that is yes.
Yeah, nice. Are there any, it's not one of these products you've got to 8 weeks on, 1 week off type concept. It's an everyday product.
It's an everyday product. If you wish to go 8 weeks on, one yep. week off, that's fine. But the benefit of this combination is it can be a daily thing. You know, take two breakfast every day and it's a long-term benefit.
Yeah, nice.
That's the exciting thing about it.
And for those people that don't want to take around breakfast, do you think a product like this would work? Like if you're feeling you're in a time of anxiety or you're starting to get some of those little indicators that just start edging at the end of your brain and make you think about some little squirrels running around? Or would you rather see people take it as the way I've been taking it, for example, as pre anything happening and it keeps you calm during the day?
So there's a couple of things we can think about. There is the proactive way. So we yep. take it regularly. We may suffer anxiety on a Monday morning meeting or something. Yep. So you load up
yep.
like Saturday, Sunday, Monday kind of thing.
Yep.
People might want to take it every day. And as an athlete, we've already talked about it. It's a combination that you can take as as an Olympic athlete or any athlete, has to test it, I should say. Effectively, if you want to take two every breakfast or one breakfast, one lunch, because depending on, you know, when what times are worse.
Yep.
And I've had some people say, but, you know, towards the end of the day, I get more anxious. I have to drive home in the traffic.
Yeah, a lot of people start to stress about going to sleep.
Yeah. So stress to sleep, you're not going to sleep.
Mm.
So if you take it around lunchtime, it's going to help you more effectively wind down during the day.
Wind down, yep.
And some people may even take it at dinner time to sort of get you sort of into that sleep mode.
And that's one of the good things, having no caffeine, and that's a massive plus in that area.
And you can take it any time of the day, it's perfectly.
And mate, the big question everyone wants to know, like, it's not a weight loss product, but will it help me drop a few kilos, lose some weight? And I'm going to ask you the big cortisol question here, because the research on Blueness is, you know, reduce cortisol in 30 minutes. So obviously that's 30 minutes after the tablet dissolves.
Yes.
Which is 20 minutes. So if I've got my weight loss regime, it's not going to negatively affect.
If your body's always in fight or flight, you're running away from the saber-toothed tiger, so to say, which,
there's a few of them running around.
It could be your boss or something. The body's going to hold on to what it can. It's not going to allow you to lose weight because it's always in that fight or flight response mechanism. And if you don't, you don't recover well either. So you end up with more injuries, allowing for more fight or flight response. Yep. If you can slow the body down, work on the healing processes and get everything back into gear, allowing for better metabolism, better focus, better drive, better blood circulation, etc., nutrient flow, the body can start to actually now focus on weight management and weight loss. And some people might just want to lose those couple of kilos because they've put it on over winter or they're not comfortable with their clothes or whatever. There's very different reasons why. By, I'm going to use the word balance again, by balancing everything out and having everything work more effectively, the body can now focus on weight loss.
Yeah.
So not just, you know, metabolizing your neurotransmitters and getting nutrition into your cells more effectively, but now allowing the beneficial effects of chromium on fat metabolism.
Yeah.
Allowing to upregulate the beta oxidation pathways and that to burn off more fat.
Yep.
And some people combine that with carnitine and other products. Yeah, it works more efficiently. Some Garcinia. I've been using Garcinia with people for like 15 years or something and always get very good results with it.
Yeah.
And looking at different combinations, it allows the body to actually now achieve weight loss because it's not in that fight or flight response of maintaining, you know, the cortisol adrenaline effect of storing fats.
Yes.
Because it wants to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So like you're the big bear going in the hibernation, store all the fats, or you're going to metabolize and utilize it as a fuel. So it's going to stop your hunger pangs. It's going to stop you going for the chippy chips and carbs and everything else.
The chippy chips. We haven't been for a while. I love those. Yeah. If I ever bring a chip product out, I'm going to call it chippy chips.
Call it chippy chips. So I'm going to try
to throw you 1% there, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see how we go. But effectively, that's what's going to happen. You go for the quick carb.
Yep.
And that's where people go wrong because then they can't stop.
Yes.
Because the body's not registered. Stirring those nutrients into the tissue, craving for more and more.
Yep.
But if you balance it out with the chromium, zinc, magnesium, B6 and other nutrients and herbs, carnitine and Garcinia, additionally on top, you find that you can metabolize things a lot more easier and get more allotted out of your food and more energy pathways and recover much better.
So a Calm Stress Support stack with Hydroxyburn Ultra is a winner. You just heard it. Mate, I love that. The fact that we were actually able to do a little podcast is great because I know sometimes people don't want to do podcasts because you're talking about a product, but people out there listening want to know more about products. Why? Especially if all the TGA things are going on at the moment. And, you know, I dropped a second ago that, you know, that will be after 20 minutes after the tablet dissolved because the TGA rules, a tablet must dissolve within 20 minutes.
That's correct.
So there's all these little things that regulatory side of the TGA is going to be really good for. This is a TGA listed product.
Correct.
The listing is in. I'm really excited about Calm Stress Support. And mate, I really appreciate you for coming on today.
Always love these podcasts. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.